All right, Father, we thank you so much for calling this meeting. We yield to the Holy Spirit, those who are connected with us are online, and I know that you want to bring them to a certain place in prosperity as you awaken me this morning. I'm thankful that I know how to yield to you, and they know how to yield to you, and we know it's all by the Holy Spirit and by revelation knowledge. So we thank you for the illustration and the demonstration and the revelation and the insight that you're going to give us on this very subject this morning. This is a subject new to me in the way you presented this morning. And so I'm thankful and I praise you that I have freedom of speech and there'll be freedom of hearing this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God, for getting together. Those of you who these lessons of revelation has already been proven. Everyone? Incoming. These lessons of revelation has already been proven by myself. And I first said about many who follow me, follow my ministry, but then the Lord said those, no, many who are connected to your ministry. So the connection is important. This is not going out on YouTube and all the different places. It's just a Zoom lesson for people who are connected and will follow orders. Now, this subject, how to become a prosperity master. I was waking about 5 something this morning with this subject, and I thought I was just to text it out to my MVBs and to LTMA, but then the Lord told me he wanted me to minister this to people he wants to show how to step into prosperity no matter where they are now. It's foolproof. Now, the first statement I want you to hear, because this is where it started at. Unlocking your prosperity by wearing the seed stewardship grace anointing. Unlocking your prosperity. Now this is new turf now. Unlocking your prosperity by wearing the seed stewardship grace. Don't forget grace anointing. And then the question was asked to me to ask you, are you ready to be a prosperity master for the master? The master needs some people walking in his prosperity. And I always have said, it's very easy to be rich. It's very easy to be prosperous if you understand the lesson we're about to deal with. Now, here's a good one. I want you to hear it because I'm trying to skip to it, but I bet not. Boy, it's still here. It is. Most of the time, you start being broke and in debt, living from paycheck to paycheck. Most of the time. See, but don't let that shake you. This revelation has no respect for debt. It has no respect from paycheck to paycheck living. So we're going to look at some texts that are going to reveal that once this grace of sowing get on you, it doesn't matter and nothing can stop you. And that's the way he designed it. In ministering to my ministers on yesterday, this subject must go in this also. Ownership and stewardship, you must know the difference or you'll never become a sower. If you don't know the difference between ownership and stewardship, you must have a stewardship anointing in order to properly sow, to sow your way out of any financial dilemma. Now notice who's included here. Most of the time you start being broke. That's the way I started. And in debt, that's the way I started. Living from paycheck to paycheck, 3 things, that's the way I started. And then he said to me, We'll get into scripture in a few moments. But then he said to me, but this is good news. For this revelation is above all of that. So it's good news if you're broke. It's good news if you're living paycheck to paycheck. This seed stewardship grace anointing don't respect none of that. You see what I'm saying? So nobody is left out. So you start off broke, all right? Now, another thing he wanted me to tell you is this revelation is above all of that, and we're not talking about a good job. For many of you have good jobs. We're not talking about having $20,000 in the bank. The Holy Spirit wants to show you how to be a debt-free prosperity master for the kingdom. Are you all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, so your financial condition now does not matter. Notice in Genesis 8:22, God have set this revelation in order. A unending span has been set for the seed. There in Genesis 8:22, it's here forever. It's God's divine setup. You see what in Genesis 8:22? Let's look at that for a minute. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. That's what I want you to see, seed time and harvest. Don't ever see seed time without harvest time. It don't exist. Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Now that shall not cease mean it's still in effect and it always will be. All right? Then Genesis 8, 22. And then in Genesis 3:15, he's talking about the seed, Jesus being a seed, but it's given the power of a seed in Genesis 3:15, that seed will overcome all debt, all lack, all shortcoming, just like Jesus overcame death. I think harvest can be used synonymous this morning with resurrection. You sow a seed and nothing can stop it. It's going to rise as long as you keep your faith in place and recognize seed sowing is in the realm of grace, meaning that the harvest is already paid for. Y'all listening? See, the harvest is already paid for. So it cannot be where the harvest is or how the harvest is going to come. No, the harvest resurrected with Christ. So I'm seeing here now something we need to take a hold on. The seed, when you sow in a financial seed, it's like sowing Jesus and getting the same result of the resurrection. The seed die, but it come back with more power. All right, so the harvest and the resurrection in our heart this morning, I want them to be synonymous. And you know something Jesus said when he wrote, all power is in my hand. Well, this master and prosperity masters will have financial power in every area. Same thing. I want you to see it synonymous with the resurrection. All right? Now, the seed, listen very carefully because it's so simple and it's so sound, so we already know it the way it's going to sound. The seed is the master key to all prosperity. Famine, turn to Genesis 26, verse 1. Famine, shortcoming, lack, no job, whatever. He said, give seed to the soil. All right. In Genesis 26, it is proven that your condition, wherever you are now, can't stop you from becoming a prosperity master. As you hear this message this morning, as you feed on it and be led by the Spirit, feed on it and be led by the Spirit, manifestation will start coming, and you know not how. You know why they came, but you know, it's not, the howness is not up to you. Now, this scripture holds grand truth to becoming a prosperity master, how to become a prosperity master here in Genesis 26, because the first verse covers a lot of things. It might be covering your situation, where you at, how much debt you in, how much finance you need, and pastors and ministers and leaders of congregation, I hope they're online, the one who connected. In Genesis 26:1, look at this now. And I want you to emphasize, let the Holy Spirit magnify the word famine. And there was a famine in the land. And the first famine that was in the day of Abraham and Isaac went unto Amalek, king of the Philistines, unto Jero. I want you to see in that first verse the condition there. There was a famine. So, in other words, are we saying that you can produce prosperity in a famine? See, now you've got to become a reality as you're listening. You've got to hear it in the spirit. You can produce whatever financial famine you in at this point. And I think if you're in debt, you're in a financial famine. If you're in debt, you got to get out of the debt. It's just like a financial famine. And so I don't want nobody skipping because they got $5,000 or $6,000. I want you to recognize we're talking about being a prosperity master. Are you following me? Now, you go to verse 12, and it releases seed stewardship, grace, and anointing. In any condition, the seed can wipe it out. Then Isaac, now same land, because his man was trained to sow. Then Isaac sowed in that land. What land? Sowed. Now I thought it was a famine. And received, not 10 years later, in the same year, 100-fold. And then it went on to say, it's something about sowing. It's not just a return. The Lord blesses you. He just started opening place for, and the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great. I thought it was a land of famine. What, the seed changed? What happened? What happened? What happened to that person who owed 30-year mortgage on their house? And I'm telling you, it's all been proven now, because I'm the person. 30-year mortgage, broke, living from paycheck to paycheck, and learn about this little thing called a seed and start putting it into practice. And guess what? It started producing. And I speak that on you right now. You can't get around the seed. You can have all the scriptures you want. You can quote everything you want. You can't get around the seed. Isaac started making confession. I bind this. I break this power. In the name of Jesus, I'm a child of God. No, you got to. Then Isaac sold. He ain't saying nothing. He sold in that land. And the man waxed great and went forward. Waxed great and went forward and grew. Waxed great. I love it. Ooh, hallelujah. Went forward and grew. I just saw that. And became very great. Look at that boy. Look at that boy. And the man, come on, waxed great, went forward, grew, became very great. What did that? The seed. The seed. That sounds like prosperity to me. You see how that working? All right. And then it Well, make sure you don't misunderstand what he was saying in verse 14. For he had procession, underline that word, of flock, and procession, underline that word, of herds, and great strode the servant, and the Philistine envied him. And I just go on to verse 16, and Amalek said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much greater than we are. Now, just an insight, the seed is the master key of all prosperity. You have to keep that in your mind. You have to say that to yourself sometime to recognize that prosperity, God prosperity, watch me now, is hidden in the seed. Because he don't want everybody else to find it. It's hidden in the seed, all right? All right. Now, I told you unlocking your prosperity by wearing the seed stewardship grace anointing, and I asked you, are you ready to be a prosperity master for the master? Now, he said to me to tell you today we remove all shutdowns. People try to shut you down, shame, or salary levels. We're not talking about that. They all begin with an S, but they're not talking about the seed. The seed override all of that, your salary level, whatever, whoever trying to shut you out, whatever shame you've gone through financially. I think everybody went through some shame financially, something you needed to do, wanted to do, and couldn't do it. I know I went through quite a amount of shame about financing for sure. And I had a good job. My wife had a good job, but it just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. Now, let's go on. Now, this enthused me, this chapter we're going to now, because I believe is a divine setup for one who want to be a prosperity master. See, the word, I want you to use the word and meditate the word grace. And I want you to put together the word financial grace. Because you're going to have to understand it's actually an unmerited favor. It's already done. The Lord has already done this for us. I think the church have suffered from being prosperity masters because they were being mastered in their giving. There was pressure been put on people too much about this when they should be able to flow. People should have a, I don't want nobody to sow who don't have no understanding. You're sowing, you're just sowing, but you don't expect nothing. You're just trying to be right, trying to be a good Christian. But ain't nothing good about being a broke Christian. And so sowing grace. Just say it out your mouth, sowing grace. Say it again.
Sowing
grace. Yeah, there's a grace in sowing. In other words, it's already paid for. So when we go here in this chapter in 2 Corinthians 8, it's so simple, it's so clear. Yes, I know we've read it. Yes, I know we've preached on it. Yes, I know you probably know the verses. Yes, I know you probably can quote it. Where the money at? See, that shut that down. Because here it is shown that there's a seed sowing grace that I pray that God, some of you already have it, but I want God to put it on all of you. Never shut that grace down. That grace is going to make you a prosperity master. There's no doubt about it. And so here, I mean in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, the thing laid out. It's laid out almost that you don't have to have revelation. Just read. Look at the first verse and see what happens. See these broke people got a hold of a revelation of grace and kept on sowing. And how they were able to keep on sowing, you're going to find in the ninth chapter, he kept giving them seed. And then when you go to the ninth verse, look at the ninth verse. It's still talking about grace. So if you connect verse 1 through 8 with verse 9, you'll see how powerful sowing grace really is. Sowing grace is so powerful that God sowed Jesus as a seed. And everybody who is a Christian is part of Jesus' prosperity. And we have millions, millions, millions. You follow what I'm saying? So here, he said in the first verse, "Moreover, brethren, we do you the witness of the grace of God." Underline the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. And may the Lord put that grace on you. He placed it on me. I didn't know what I was doing, to tell you the truth. But I saw Fred Price do it. I saw him kept going up. And I know you're living better than all of us. I said, man, I ain't sending you to be a stupid another year. I'm going to find out how to do this. And I started doing it. See? How that in great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. Ooh, Lord, not poverty. Deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. What a deal that is. What a deal is. Yeah, take him off. Yeah, there's a deal, Buck. Take him off. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now that voice right there is enough for us being here this morning. Because if you catch a hold, how that in a great trial, or you go back more, brother, we do the first verse of the grace of God, underline the grace of God, bestowed upon the church. So that grace, what I'm saying, that grace, in this space, be bestowed upon us like never before. We know what we're doing. We got God's word backing us up. These people were in great trial of affliction, but they still have and you will see that in the ninth chapter, that you got to sow with joy. The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches. This don't even sound right. The second verse, it does not sound right, but the Holy Spirit breathed on this. It get every one of us in position to be a prosperity master. Look at the second verse. Great trial. You ever had any financial trial? Affliction? These words you. Then he talk about the abundance of their joy. Went from trial to affliction to abundance. Then he talk about deep poverty. Anybody know what it is? I know I've been there. Deep poverty. Abounded unto the riches of their liberality. What are you saying to us this morning, God? In other words, it doesn't matter how deep you are. There's joy and there's a liberality that this seed will bring in your life and in your finances. Once you understand the revelation of the seed, it looked like Jesus was losing on the cross. The enemy thought they had him. You see, and so sometimes when your finances are not in place as they should, it's look like you're losing when you sow. And somebody else will look at you and call you stupid because they don't have the revelation. They said, you sow in this ministry. They said, look at that suit that man got on. You don't need to be sewing up in here. I wonder how much that suit cost. You see what I'm saying? And it'll hold you back from sowing because you're looking for somebody with a suit don't fit. So you can be happy, you know. That's not the way this goes. It don't go in sowing in the pool. It go in sowing in good soil. I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about good soil. You understand? You got to find good soil to sow in. That's not what he's talking about. Look at verse 3. For to their power, I bear record, yeah, and beyond their power. To their power and beyond their power. Wait a minute, more. They were willing of themselves. See, This has to be an anointing. This cannot happen normally. It's something God put on you. And I pray. He told me five something this morning. And then he told me, I thought I was going to text it to him up. And he told me, no, call. I want you to do a meeting. Just did two yesterday. But he said do it, so I'm here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, because I want, I'm not doing no good here unless the Holy Spirit, who sent me out here, get a hold of all our hearts and cultivate this type of grace in us. See, never be totally satisfied with your sowing. Always be on the sowing cutting edge. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I knew you'd give me something. The sowing cutting edge. In other words, to be a prosperity master, you got to be on the cutting edge of sowing. You cannot have a set pattern, because he's trying to get you a, and I don't use this word often, a breakthrough on another level. So you got to be always ready. You think you're finished sowing, and you're sitting down, you're feeling good, and you take a deep breath, and the Holy Ghost said, no, I want you to sow this. Be ready for that. Be ready for it. Because you're going to try to get you to a place where the harvest, the seed becomes just as big as the harvest. You follow what I'm saying? There was such a quantity of seed that the seed just there. You're ready. You're just ready. You don't have to wait on the seed. You don't have to wait on the seed. You don't have to wait on the harvest. You just sowing with great joy and everything just happening. Didn't make any sense? All right. Now, I got to go down to the voice with you. Oh, my goodness. Now, we're talking about, I don't want you to forget what we're talking about. And I'm asking for impartation here. Getting ready to wear the seed grace anointing. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it in the 8th chapter. All of you, all I'm looking at, it doesn't matter where you are now. Condition doesn't matter. See, once that anointing get on you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter where you wear. It doesn't matter where you work. It doesn't matter how much you have. That anointing rapes lack. You understand? Now, I'm saying to you, thank God that I'm able to do this. I'm saying to you, not just by revelation that I'm ministering to you this morning. I'm ministering to you from the perspective of being a prosperity master. And the seed did it. Okay? Not no great revelation. The seed did it. Not no great hookup, great ministry. Got a lot of ministry broke. The seed did it. And so what I'm saying to you is, as I'm talking to you this morning, I believe that the Holy Spirit will begin to lay this anointing on many of your lives at a deeper dimension. Some of y'all got it already, but I know this is going to take me further, because I don't care what number you say, I'm gone. You know, because I see what he's trying to show us. You see what I'm saying? He said in the 4th verse, praying with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saint. And this they did, watch, not as we hope, but first give their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. Now, sowing, to sow, you're going to have to be crucified. And so you had to be a crucified, resurrected soul. See, I know if I start telling you, Lord, start showing me something that I didn't know. A crucified, and you guys preach that to your people, resurrected soul, and get divine results that you can't explain. It's just how powerful it is. You all listening? See, because if you're not crucified, you can't resurrect. And if you're not crucified and resurrected, you're not gonna sow like you should sow. You're not gonna sow when it looks like it's silly. You're not gonna do it because the reason some people broke, they're too intelligent. You gotta be able to flow with the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost tells you something, flow with the Holy Ghost. When I say flow with the Holy Ghost, flow with the Holy Ghost in your sowing. Flow with the Holy Ghost in your sowing. Flow, he knows what he's doing. The Holy Ghost. He knows what he's doing. Flow with him in your sowing. Don't go to tell him how much beer you got and all that stuff. He wiped me out. I just got crazy. I don't know. I just stopped doing it. I said, man, I saw the results. I saw all the other preachers. We sitting there. You know, we there with them little suits on. We ain't had no money. We sitting there in that little crowd. You could throw a brick over there and wouldn't hit $50. You know, so, but the Lord showed me that. All right. Verse 5, and this they did, not as we hope, but first give their own self to the Lord and to us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus that he, as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace. Now, see that? The same grace also. You got that? Now, if you got Bessie, you can underline that. If you're on a computer, I don't know what you're going to do. The same grace also. That's what I want on those who are connected on the line now. I want them, in other words, as a father, I have pioneered, as an apostle, I have pioneered with money coming, I have pioneered everything I'm talking to you about, okay? All right? So, and where I came from, a little country town where I came from, you're not supposed to be where I am now. And I've had huge ministries try to shut me down because I wouldn't change my flow for them. But they couldn't stop me, and I still love them. I pray for them all the time. But they couldn't stop me. Matter of fact, they asked me where I am. But they're looking too low because I'm flying in the air, going to another state. Because God, that's the way God do it. All right, now, I want you to get this, in you the same grace also at the end of verse 6. You got it? All right, therefore, as you abound in everything in faith and in utterance, oh my God, indictment. But it's excitement too. Because here, watch what we deal with. See, we got a lot of people talking about faith. I believe God, me. I'm getting out of debt. You ain't gonna get out of debt without a seed.
That's right.
You can't pray your way out of debt. Prayer is not a debt cancellation. The seed is. I love the Lord, he heard my cry. He looking for your seed too. He heard your cry, but where the seed at? Did you hear him? He showed you. You see, he showed you. Therefore, as you abound in everything, look at verse 7, don't try to skip it now. As you abound in everything, in faith, I got faith, and utterance, ta, 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 and knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love to us. Whoa. Yes, here is an apostolic statement. Here's an apostolic statement. See that you abound in this grace also. Now, as the apostle Paul said that to the church at Corinth, I'm saying it to you right now. See that you abound in this grace also. What the word abound mean? What the word abound mean? Be strong in it? Huh? Look up the word abound for me in the strong conduct. See that you abound. Anybody looked it up? See that you abound in this. Now notice this sowing grace he's talking about abounding in. See that you abound. Make this grace a lifestyle, a part of your life. Sowing stewardship. Let's go back to that. sowing stewardship. You see, as long as you own the $17 you got, you're not going to ever become a steward. You got to begin your stewardship almost broke. But you got to begin in sowing stewardship. In other words, and don't let the symptoms stop you. You sowed, but the symptoms look terrible, like nothing going to happen. That's the enemy bluff. You got to keep sowing. See, because the rich young ruler, who undoubtedly had inherited the wealth he had, but he was locking ownership. And Jesus couldn't get him to function in stewardship. So the father's love protects his children being broke and not letting them get in prosperity, because they're going to violate too many things if you let them get in prosperity if they don't know the difference between ownership and stewardship. Wave your hand at him if you heard that. See, as long as you're an owner, as long as you believe you own the stuff, the Holy Spirit not going to be able to talk to you. You're going to go buy something else because you're the owner. I'm going to get me this. But the Lord wants you to sow a seed. And then when you start sowing that seed, you ain't got no more wants. You can get everything you want, house, car, whatever you want. But take care of the kingdom first. Okay, so I want you to meditate on this fact. Am I an owner of what I have, or am I a steward? That's going to determine how far the Holy Spirit is going to be able to let you go. See, every now and then, how can I say this? I walk in the yard of my estate. I don't have a house. And I have two big, large rockers. I said, I've got 9 rockers out somewhere to set in. I guess about 9. And I set them rockers in prayer. I've been doing that for years, 40-some years, and get a lot of revelation. But not every now and then, quite often, I walk in that yard and I turn up to heaven and say, God, all right, whatever you want to do is yours. Let you get the glory. And people pass by you, you get the glory. This don't belong to me. I'm just a steward here. And then I have my guest house right next to my estate. So, and I'm saying these things to you personally because I want you to know that it is possible. God wants you to have the best things in life. Any father. You got children. I want my children to have the best thing in life. So our Heavenly Father wants us to have the best thing in life. But we got to get rid of these religious spirit, these rituals, these routine, and start walking in revelation. Good God Almighty. The revelation of the seed is what the Father want to open up to his children this morning. The revelation of the seed. It's the seed. Seed, 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 seed. It's the seed. From somebody who's not trying to get money from you. Wow. A broke man can't preach this. Because he got his hand open all the time. I didn't have to come out here this morning. I could lay in that big plush bed and just stay up there. But the Lord told me, that's why I followed orders. He said, no, you get up. Put one of them suits on. He told me to put the green suit on. Now, you did tell me to put the green suit on. I almost called and told y'all put some green around you. I see you got green on, girl. Yeah, he said, but just to remind you, I mean, I just follow his order. I do what he tell me to do. He said, put the green suit on. I said, all right, I'm putting it on. Now, I see I'm not going to get far. In the seventh verse, those things that are called out, you probably in all those graces, but he wants you in seed grace. Now sowing if you don't have revelation, Sowing don't look like grace. Now, every sowing class you graduate from take you to another level. So in sowing, you're always graduating in prosperity. Whoa. Got it? Child prosperity graduation is on your life right now. See? And all these different things you have. And he said, I got to get to the ninth point. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the fallenness of others and prove to the sincerity of your love. And that, so that, all right, Lord, I see it. Sowing must not only wear a grace anointing, but it must wear a love anointing. Mm-hmm. You must love God enough to trust him with anything you have. To know that he give you what you already have. See, the Bible says he gives seed to the sower. And a lot of time, I've said this before, you have a job. You're not supposed to live by that salary. You're supposed to live by the seed that come out of that salary. And then you can walk when you get ready. If you understand what I'm saying. All right. All right. Now, Jesus, the ninth verse, wrap it up. The first two to eight verse. Now, here Jesus wrap it up. He's telling you how God operates by grace. He says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Just turn that around. Now, your poverty and your lack and your paying bills, but the seed going to produce the same thing, that voice prove it, the same thing that the cross, the grave, and the resurrection produce. See, I say the harvest is the resurrection. Are you hearing me? All right. Let me hit you with three or four more things and then I'm going to close. Here's where seed stewardship should bring you. Here's where seed stewardship should bring you. In that same 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5. I'll be to close there. Here's where seed stewardship should bring you. And we're talking about unlocking your prosperity by wearing the seed stewardship grace anointing. And I ask the question, are you ready to be a prosperity master for the master? And you know, I'm hearing this. I want you to start praying about sowing. What? I want you to start praying about sowing. I want you to tell God, I want you to train me to sow and then pray in tongue 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you can get out of the way. All right? What am I aiming to do? I want to see so many people get breakthrough who think they can't get it. Right. So I don't know how much praying you ever done about sowing. How much you prayed in the spirit about sowing. I don't know how much you have done. And you might hear something you don't want to hear. Because he might get your pat change until you sow it. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit always knows what he's doing. Now, I've seen people, I've seen a man brought $100,000, I've seen men hundreds of thousands. God sent my wife a $10,000 check. He says, I had to go in my retirement to get it, but I got it. Because the Lord had led him to do it. You see what I'm saying? And so we don't need it, but we don't push it back and say, oh, don't do that. Because we know what he's trying to get. You understand that? Huh? Yes, sir. Now, every one of you all listening to me have the divine privilege to become walking money. Everyone listen to me right now. I hear that in the spirit. To become walking money. Other words, wherever you walk, money right there, waiting on you. You see how that manifestation came with money coming? I never told nobody to come to the altar. I was shocked myself when the Pope got up there first time. I said, where are they going? I ain't called for nobody to come up here. And then I saw that money in their hand. I mean, large group of people. I was shocked. But it proved money don't come without a seed. You see what I'm saying? He did it, God did it, all money coming, people sowing. He showed it to us. He's showing it to us. And it happened all over the world. Let me try to close. I was about to share something with you to close with. In 2 Corinthians 9, I may just read it. But in my Bible, it's captured, God love a cheerful giver. But when that grace on you, the grace of giving is on you. Watch. The grace of sowing is upon you. Look at verse 5. Apostle Paul apostolically teach on sowing. Therefore, I thought it's necessary to exalt the brethren, that they would go before you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you have had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. See, you got to sow. So he goes on to say, but this I say, he which sows what? Sparingly shall reap also what? I mean, you don't need no high school education to understand that. And he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Very simple. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Verse 7, every man, according as he purposes, see, you got in your heart, in your soul. So let him give, not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Watch it now, watch. And God is able, oh my, to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Good God Almighty. You see that? Do you see that? I read that in the Amplified Bible. That's powerful in the Amplified Bible. Can you put that on the board for me in the Amplified Bible so I can get a closing here? 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Because it's so powerful to see what the seed can do. They sleeping back there. What are they doing back there? They're trying to get it. I know they're trying to get it. I got my phone. I can get it on, but I'm not going to. All right. And God is able to make all grace. Now listen to this. And he made sure you understand where is that. Every favor, look what he wants to make sure, an earthly blessing. Not when I get to heaven, earthly blessing. Come to you how? In abundance, so that you may always and under all, oh my goodness, circumstances. Ooh, we got some circumstances going on right now. And more coming. But he said, under all circumstances, that whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work. Wow. And when you read that verse, you spell S-E-E-D. It's seed. Is seed manifestation. He goes on to tell you he gives seed to the sower. So I close with you today. I'm going to lead you into a declaration and a prayer. I start doing it with my congregation because I want to pick a certain one out to do it today. I didn't mark it, but I know it's in here. Say the one I'm going to get to. In Genesis, I read it earlier, 26, 12 through 14. We're going to. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received the same year 100-fold. We read that, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flock and possession of herds and great stores of servants, and the Philistine envied him. Now, I'm going to pray this prayer for you. Father, I thank you that I will receive the maximum yield for my seed in the same year that I sow it. You bless me continually and make my name great. You give me a great store of people who offer me their services, and you bless all of my production. Because of your anointing, my substance increases so much that my enemies look upon me with jealousy and envy. In Jesus' name. Now let's make this declaration together. The Lord has blessed me with abundance.
The Lord has blessed me with abundance.
His favor, find a home in me. He received the seed, that I've sown. Online, y'all with me? Y'all say it now. And bless it. It's so that it will bring forth the maximum yield. He has taken a hold of me in his powerful arm and promoted me. In him, I find wealth and position. I have been separated from the world. He has placed within me special and unique supernatural quality. My supply is great with his blessing in my life. All right, now you write these scriptures down. You're going to read these scriptures yourself. Write these scriptures down. Romans 4:17. Philippians 4:19. Second Corinthians, I see some of y'all not writing. 9:6-11. Mark 4:13-20. Two more scriptures now. Deuteronomy 8:6-18. Daniel 1:20. These scriptures, the declaration of faith you made, the prayer I prayed over you, the scriptures, Genesis 26:12-14, go over them and then read these other scriptures with it, because God is building the prosperity mastering in you. I don't know when I'm going to come back with this teaching, but you got enough to feed on. You feed on that and keep going over it, and I think you'll see great and mighty results. All right? That's a wrap. See you next time.